This is one of the hardest hit areas, and that's because it's closely located to the Klang River Bank. It's been 5 days since the flash floods first hit Malaysia, and especially in this area. The rain has stopped, but the rescue efforts are still ongoing. I'm told that yesterday the water level in this area was up to your neck. It did recede down to your knee level today, and right now it's at my ankle level. But if I were to walk further in, the water level just goes higher and it gets much deeper as you go further in into the residential area. And in this part of the Sri Muda residential area, as you can see for yourselves, it's a complete ghost town. All the residents have evacuated. They've left their homes. And just to give you an example of how unprecedented and unpredictable the flash floods was, this house on my right, the gate has been damaged. Many of the belongings on the first floor have just been left behind because, you know, I was told that it took less than an hour for the water levels to keep rising and so forcing the residents to leave their homes. On this side, we can also see that this car is completely had been completely submerged in water, giving you an indication of just how high the water levels were. Over the last couple of days, we have seen how the Malaysian community have banded together to help out in whatever way they can, from going in to rescue victims or residents who are stranded in their homes, to volunteering at the relief centres, but also to collect and, you know, buy any kind of essential items that could be distributed to those affected areas.